Newspapers and journalists around the world quickly embraced the slogan "Je suis Charlie" as a badge of solidarity with the principles embodied by the cartoonists and satirists of the Paris magazine. But in the eyes of Danish jurist Jakob Machangama, most of Charlie's sympathisers are not swashbuckling and fearless in their pursuit of free expression, but often circumspect and self-censoring. In Denmark, a handful of newspapers printed Charlie Hebdo cartoons to signify support and to illustrate the story. But one newspaper that significantly did not was Jyllands-Posten, the paper which published the 12 Muhammad cartoons nearly 10 years ago and has been a target of death threats ever since. So, are those promoting the Je suis Charlie hashtag hypocrites? Jakob Machangama.
Hypocrisy is too strong a word, but I think that we have to have intellectual honesty. Many, if not most, mainstream newspapers in Denmark and in Europe have sort of internalized certain red lines when it comes to criticism, satire aimed at Islam. And therefore, they have actually not been standing side by side with Charlie Hebdo during all the threats and intimidation that Charlie Hebdo have suffered.
But Tom Jensen, chief editor of the heavyweight Berlinske newspaper, insists they are not afraid, although he acknowledges that since the Muhammad crisis, Danish media outlets have changed.
If we were afraid, we wouldn't have published the Charlie Hebdo cartoons. But of course, what happened during the Muhammad cartoon crisis has had some sort of result. I think that's part of what we have to realize is a long-term effect of these kind of threats, these kind of terror attacks that we saw yesterday, that they have a long-term effect in our minds. And I think you see that in Danish media, you see that in media all over the world. You sometimes think a little bit more about what you are drawing, what you are saying, what you are printing when it comes to certain subjects.
Security at most Danish newspapers has been stepped up in a climate where social media is full of threats from radical Islamists that Denmark will be the next in line for an attack, especially if cartoons are reprinted. But Jakob Machangama says that Muslims have to accept satire and ridicule along with other creeds and ideologies. It's a form of empowerment, he says, that shows equality in the West.